Blog Talk Radio. trust him.
Thank you.
nothing left but the truth, baby. Can't forget about the love. I'd rather add to the fumes, baby. Cause ain't no fire stopping us. Even when we say we're done, I always tell you you're the one. And everybody thinks we're crazy.
And they're probably right.
Tempers start to flare and hurt every time that we erupt.
Cause we just keep going up, keep going up. We keep going up in flames.
There's nothing else that I can do, baby.
Cause we just keep going up, keep going up. We keep going up in flames.
But keep on burning up with you, baby. Smoke be filling up the room, baby. Suffocated by your love. I can't breathe without you, baby. I die before I give it up. Ooh, 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 ooh. Even when we say we're done, I always tell you you're the one. And everybody thinks we're crazy.
And they're probably right.
Start to flare and hurt every time that we erupt. Baby, 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 baby.
That's what real love's like. Cause we just keep going up, keep going up. We keep going up in flames.
There's nothing else that I can do, baby.
Cause we just keep going up, keep going up. We keep going up in flames.
But keep on burning up with you, baby.
Cause we just keep going up, keep going up. We keep going up in flames.
There's nothing else that I can do, baby.
Cause we just keep going up, keep going up. We keep going up in flames.
But keep on burning up with you, baby. Nothing else that I can do, baby.
Cause we just
keep going up, keep going up. We keep going up in flames. But keep on burning up with you, baby.
Keep going up, keep going up. We keep going up in flames.
There's nothing else that I can do, baby.
Cause we just keep going up.
Keep on burning up with you, baby.
Your smile, your voice creeps up my heart with everything you do. I have no choice. Loving you is all that I know how to do. Even when your weight was heavy, you would sort me up. Even when you were in pieces, you would hold me together. Even though I was your baby, you would start the fight in me. One who was there to hold my back. Don't you know that I took you over anybody else? When you're not around, it's just bad for my health. I'm good on my own, but when you have something else, you're telling me to choose up. But I already choose you. I choose you.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. I am your co-host, and I'm riding shotgun with the host of King and Queen Quarters. How you doing tonight, King?
Hey, I'm feeling good. What's going on with this weather? How you feeling?
I'm actually feeling good. I like the rain. I love the storm, and I just don't do lightning. I don't mess with no lightning. And every time that lightning struck, my screens on my devices jumped. I'm like, they was glitching all over the place. I said, all right, Lord, you know, I don't know what you're trying to tell me, but I'm sitting here. I don't play with lightning.
That's what I got right now, lightning, thunder, downpour again. I'm like, jeez.
Yeah, my son just came in from across the street at his brother's house, and he was, I see rain droplets on his shirt. I'm like, it's still raining. He's like, yeah. But you know, I'm going to tell you why I don't play with lightning. Then I'm going to get into this, into finishing the introduction of the show, because I used to work in a pharmaceutical plant. And I was about 7 months pregnant with my son, and it was a bad storm, and I was actually working on the line. I hadn't moved up yet, and it caused a power outage in the whole area, okay? And what happened, I literally saw a lightning bolt come in the building, and it came into the room where I was working at, and it went into the machine that we were all working on, and we saw it go around the machine, and then it left back out the room we were working at. I had never seen no shit like that before in my life. Child, I was going in labor when I seen that. But they cleared out everybody out of the building until until everything got situated. And they say, you know, as long as lightning has a way out, you don't have to worry about it. Just, you know, as long as you don't make contact with it, you know. And none of us was trying to make contact with it. But I had never seen anything like that before in my life. And it was pretty scary, because after that, I had to go to the bathroom. It literally scared the shit out of me. Okay. we got out that building. It was cool. Yeah. It was crazy, but, you know, it is what it is. But let me get back to the introduction of this show. Like I said, I am your co-host, and I'm riding shotgun here with King Atterbury. And this is King and Queen's Quarters, okay? And you are listening to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. The dial-in number is 319-527-6300, and please press that 1 and join us. And this is sponsored by Raw Links. Why the average when you can be raw? I got my Raw Links on, King. You got yours on?
Oh, they definitely on, body.
I know that's right. Look, man, I can't wait to get back over there, you know, over For Real's, and grab me some more of them raw links. I'm about to let y'all know who For Real is. He is, I got to give a shout out and a thank you to him. He is not only a very, very good friend of mine, but he is also the CEO of Epiphany Radio and the CEO and creator of Raw Links. And this person that I am speaking of is Arthur Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real, the Poet Dudley. Yeah, a baby, baby. And you can acquire those beautiful pieces of jewelry that me and the host speak of over on Amazon. And I believe it's Raw Links, Be Raw at Facebook.com. And if you can't get them at those places, holler at all of us here, any one of us here at Epiphany, and we will make sure that you get to adorn your body with those beautiful pieces of jewelry. And King, what's going on tonight? What's this topic about tonight?
Oh, man, I'm just saying, like, spinning pens. You know what I'm saying? Okay. Like, moving your thoughts around to ink your poetry. You ever sat there with pencil or pen in your hand, you just twirl it between your fingers, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you just thinking. So that's what I mean by pen and pen. You just in deep thought.
Absolutely. And you know what? It becomes an unconscious thing when I'm doing it, you know, because, yeah, you get deep in thought and you got a couple of lines that you want to put down, but you want to put them together before you pen them. And sit there and twirling that pen, or you like playing with it back and forth real fast between your fingers,
mm-hmm.
man. Yeah, that's absolutely, absolutely. Yeah, I catch myself doing it from time to time, but it don't even matter, you know, because it's almost like a pacifier for me, you know. Cause I'm like, tap it on my chin.
Yeah, you know that's the thing, you know. I try to look for a challenge when coming up with these prompts or just a topic of content, you know what I mean? So, you know, ain't an easy deal for me. I just think about it and I just like, okay, now how can I get into this? So I'm with everybody else, you know what I'm saying? Like, spinning pain. I had to think about spinning pain. Like, I'm like, okay, let me just, you know, go with the flow.
That's what's up. And you know what? That goes good with the fact that, you know, our pen, we got spinning pens because our minds, the wheels in our minds need to be spinning and turning all the time, right along
yeah.
with it, you know? So that's what's up. That's what's up. But, King, I want to do this real quick because I did run, you know, I got a little bit crazy with the music and I went a little bit overboard with it. So it's about 9:30, you know, half hour in, and I want to do a station identifier real quick, pay these bills,
hey,
and we can come right back. Is that all right with you?
That's fine with me, you know.
All right, we'll be right back.
Tiffany Radio.
Yeah, I love that, John. That's
yeah,
one of my
definitely
favorite
is live. Definitely live.
Yes. That's what's up. So, I am ready for some poetry, King. What about you?
I'm definitely always ready for that, you know. I love for this shoot.
I know that's right. Yeah, oh yeah. That's for real. It's a you.
Yeah.
So. Oh, we need to, I don't know, we all start to sound like for real when we say that. Oh, man.
Did they clone for real?
No, they cloned Tyrone. Oh, man. All right, so how you want to do this? You want to go first tonight or you want me to go ahead?
All right, I'll run this one through. Okay.
Right, well, it's yours.
Spinning pens. As my mental state changed, twirling my pen between my fingers, challenging myself so I remember before September. What's inside of August, the summer, always been a bummer. move around it as if the winter tundra dialed up my phone number. Spirits always lift me while some souls are looking empty. Vessels carrying wasted energy with a mindset probably filthy. Anguish and turmoil unreleased to open waters. I sit on thrones with two divas having epiphanies within these quarters. Can't wait till the fourth, enhancing thoughts with no force. Remain connected to a source that power my inner talks. Been felt, New York, as I walk through my county, South Jersey. My physical awakened very early with words to line mercy. Captivating feelings with no sound could be profound. Never know the hidden grounds can send a vibe to have you lounge. Dripping ink across a page as if I'm Merlin of sage. King had many things to say before my brain power played. Born to ignite a better flight outside of night heights. Leaving options sometimes boxed in markings from which I write. King.
How do you do that? How do you do
it?
I don't know how you do it. Okay, so for one, your style is unchanging, and it's a good thing because you got a great flow. But you always, I don't know, I guess that's it. That's your style. It's like you tell the story, and it doesn't feel like any of your pieces come from something just being pulled out the air or something being made up. With a lot of my pieces are fantasy, because there are some things that I want that I haven't had yet, haven't had a chance to experience. But the majority of my pieces are coming from experience, places in my heart. But with yours, it's never like I just got to think of something, you know, and make something up. Yours always sounds like it comes from a real point in your life. Is it like that?
And it sounds, you know what I mean? So when I listen to different sounds, it could be meditation sounds or, like, just certain instrumentals. And I just go to sleep with it, you know what I mean? Like, I listen to it, and I just sit back and chill and let it marinate on me. And then I just start writing. It just start coming to me. You know, I look at the world for what it is, and I guess the personal experience is how I see the world. You know, what you see is what you get from me. You know what I mean? So
absolutely,
the real deal on that.
Okay, that's what's up. That's what's up. That's awesome.
Yeah, thank you, though. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Welcome. All right, so I got something here. It's not talking about you know, my pen, how it's about a pen spinning, but I'll tell you what I'll never do with my pen. Okay?
Oh, all right. The mic is yours.
Thank you. This is called I Will Never Put My Pen Down. I will never put my pen down because my poems are never finished. Just pause. It never finished because my poetry is me, and I'm still here. I will never put my pen down. I have layers upon layers to me, and as they are peeled back, I just find different ways to put continuous expressions of me on separate pieces of paper. I will never put my pen down. Even after all the years of watching them play thwarted masks and plastic additives and the now filters, I still don't do societal makeup that you can just wash off and rinse down the sink. They're only labels, and labels aren't written in permanent ink. So I will never put my pen down. I'm like a book filled with many, many stories, so some are intriguing and some will break your heart. Some will make you happy and brighten your day, and some will definitely provoke thought from you being disenchanted. Peering into my life and wondering and questioning, how can this be? I'll never put my pen down. though I try to simplify the many aspects of my personality's behavior, for some, I still remain a misunderstood entity. But one thing's for sure, I am guaranteed to be a page turner of an interesting read. I will never put my pen down. When the universe says my purpose in this life is fulfilled, that is when I will know when my poem is complete. Till then, my heart will pump ink, and I will never mess that piece.
That's what's up. You already hit there. You know what I mean? That was a beautiful piece, though.
You always got
a certain way that you recite your poetry. You know what I mean? You're welcome. So that's what makes everything a world of a difference. You know what I mean? It doesn't matter, old, new, or whatever. You just have your own style. You might as well say that. You have your own way, your presentation of the things you say and how you say it. You know, so that's what makes it always beautiful here. You know what I'm saying? You and your diva. You know what I mean? Y'all just got that thing with you. You know what I'm saying?
Thank
so that was beautiful though, you know what I'm saying? Word.
Thanks. Shout out to my diva, Mrs. VIP. Can't wait till you come back, girl.
But
no, we wait.
You hear in spirit though. You hear in spirit, you know what I mean? Word.
Absolutely. All right, let's get to these callers. We got ourselves what's the name? It's one half host of the Just Jay and Gina Thorne show, and she also happens to be one of the hosts of Epiphany Radio. So let's open up this mic to Gina Thorne. Hey, Gina, welcome to King and Queen's Quarters. How you doing tonight?
What's up, Gina?
Happy Monday, y'all. I'm good.
Happy Monday.
All right.
How are you tonight?
I like the vibe in here. The music is always dope. And then when the music ends, the poetry starts, and it just continuously gets better.
Oh, that's what's up. Thank you. And you about to add to making it better with your poetry, too. But, you know, tonight's topic is about spinning pens. Ken can break that down for you a little bit better than I can.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, moving your thoughts around to ink your poetry. You know, you got that pencil or pen in your hand, and you just kind of, your thoughts is right there raveling around in your head. Like, to just put it down, you know what I'm saying? Like, right there, spinning pens. Do you make it your enemy or your friend?
I like that. All right.
Had to hit it with the extra.
That's all right. It's all right. It's all good. So how you feel about that, Gina?
My answer would have to be the pen or the pencil that I picked up to write with is my friend. Because what I'm going to write is something that's coming from deep inside me. Sometimes it's trapped and sometimes it's on the brink of coming out. Sometimes it's something that I would like to say, chose not to, so I'll write it out. And sometimes it's a disaster, and I like to get away from it. So I write the wrong in my life, and once I pick up my pen, I can let it go, put it down, and be done with it.
I know that's right. I think you feel your thousands and thousands of us. Yeah, absolutely. All right, Ms. Thorne. Well, without further ado, I'm going to move out the way. Just the spotlight. Okay, that's good. And whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
Okay, so this is what I think. This. Oh, my God. Not even an hour ago. 22 minutes ago. So it's probably not even dry yet. I have it just a touch. I need a touch of love. Just a touch of love. A little bit. Just a touch. From behind, then the front. Touch will make my heart jump. His soft, passion-filled kiss will leave me breathless. And then the hug from him with his broad shoulders, strong back, smelling good, tall and dark, mysterious and handsome he'll be. Large feet and hands, well-groomed, toned, and sun-kissed skin, funny and witty, the twinkling eyes, the charming smile. I need just a touch. Not that will make me choke when I'm trying to say goodbye or to trip when leaving. I have to maintain a calm heart rate, continue breathing, living, loving me. Just a touch will do, I assure you. Would you ask me? I'm ready to love. Where are you? In peace.
Hey, just a touch of love. A little bit.
Hey.
Yeah, just right. A touch. No, that's my jam. You go ahead and manifest that, man, girl. I hear you. I, Gina, that's what's up. Yeah, I want mine for all strong.
Oh, no. See, I've been in that trip over the hill, fall off the side into the ocean where the water's too deep, love. Give me the touch.
Oh,
Just a little bit. Just remind me that it still exists. Yeah, just that sample, just a taste. And once I get it, I'll be gone. I'm going to do me. And when I feel like I need it again, I know where to get it. But I do not need that all-encompassing falling. Can't be caught because I just let go of love. I just need a touch.
I hear that. Well, I want that. I do want that, but I don't want to fall. I don't want to trip and fall no more because I get hurt too bad when I trip and fall. I do want to walk into it.
Girl, I done broke bones.
Okay.
I done had concussions. I have scrapes and bruises to prove it. I'm good on falling. But I take that touch.
I hear that. I'm still, like, taping little tiny slivers back, you know, because when you get your heart broken, it's shattered. There's always that one particular one that can shatter your heart, okay? And that's different from it being broken because you've been picking up pieces for a long time, putting them back in. But guess what? Those pieces always fit back together. It just takes time. So I want to be in that deep love again, but like I said, I want to walk into it, you know. And in order to do that, he has to be somebody that I want to know everything about me. You know what I'm saying? But I'm not going to get into all of that because it'll go on until after 11 o'clock with me running my mouth about that. But I dig that piece. I really, really do. I love manifestation, you know, because those are pretty much, you know, they come really, really, really deep when you do that. You know, you don't have to excuse folks is messaging me. They know I'll be doing a show at 9 o'clock. Mm-hmm. I don't know why people do that. They do it. It never fails. I say, I don't call me, don't text me between 8:45 and 11 p.m. Don't do it. What they do, y'all hear them, right?
Yep.
It never fails. But, man, Gina, before we let you skate up out of here and send you on over there to the Royale Lounge, can you tell everybody what you have going on in Epiphany Radio Universe?
Sure. On Saturday night, you can catch myself and Just Jay, the Just Jay and Gina show. It's at 9 Eastern, 8 Central. We want 2 hours like you do. We're going to have an interview. Our interviewee is sincere. We found and met him on Clubhouse, but he's everywhere the poetry can be found, and he's dope and amazing. And anyone who has the pleasure of being in the queue for that show on Saturday night will be blessed. It will be remarkable. He is amazing.
Oh, I'm so sure. And you guys are actually pretty good interviewers. I have to tell you that. I like the questions that are asked, and I like the feedback that you guys give, how you engage your guests and speakers and stuff. And I just wanted to throw that out there. But don't you have something else going on?
Thank you so much. Okay, so on Saturday afternoon at 1 Central, 2 Eastern, you can catch us on Clubhouse in the kitchen. And we do round after round of speed round with no breaks in between. Try to keep the train on the tracks. We ask that you have no profanity, the big words, and no erotica whatsoever, as is a family show. On Saturday night, you can catch us at Epiphany. And we're going to have Sincere on the comfy couch for our interview. And then on Sunday, come and sit on the couch in Clubhouse with myself and the whole family and the crew over at the Small House Poetry, where we present the living room at 6 Central, 7 Eastern. And Monday morning, like we did today, we will be in the building with our AM Drive, which is a morning talk show / poetry show rather than music. So when you're looking for the musical break, there won't be one. We start with music, and we have small speed rounds throughout the show. So we'll have everyone on stage in the speed round, as well as all of the moderators. In this case, it would be the host. And then we're out for the morning. We have What Say You, What's in Your Cup, What's the Weather Like and Where Are You At, and Black History Facts 365. So, yeah, if you're available early in the morning on Monday, by all means, catch us on Clubhouse. Saturday, Sunday, Monday at Clubhouse. Every other Saturday night here at Epiphany, in the Epiphany universe, at the Just Jay and Gina show. That's what I have going on.
All right, all right. Well, thank you very much, Ms. Storm. You don't mind. Go ahead, King.
Yeah, I was saying that's what's up. And I always appreciate you coming through, Gina. You know what I'm saying? Bringing that poetry to life as you do, you know. So.
Happy to be here. Absolutely. Glad to have something new to share with you guys. I always love your topics. The music is always banging. And like I said, it's just a whole vibe. So I wrote that while I was listening to the music that you played to open the show. Thank you very much. And I will go to the Voyo Lounge and chill and wait on others to arrive.
Right now, right now. Thank you.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Wow. That's dope. That was really, really dope. You know what? It's not just the poem itself. It's the fact that one can be whipped up so fast, you know?
Yeah.
Listening to our, listening to the commentary in the show, you know? Just come through like that and write while you're listening, and you get to actually focus and enjoy, you know, the show as well.
Yeah.
So,
that's what's
you want to, we got some more callers up in here. You want to open up this next mic, or you want to throw a song up in there first? Because I know how you like to do my show.
Yeah, let's open up the next caller, then we go into a song break. Let's bring them in.
We got another host from Epiphany Radio. It's my diva, Queen Simmons, a.k.a.
Hey,
a.k.a. Edwina Simmons. Hey, Queen. What's going on? Welcome to King and Queen's Corner.
I have ruined. I miss you guys. How's it going?
Oh. Miss you too, darling.
Hey,
good. Did you get a chance to experience that storm that flew through? Because I know you were on the other side of it.
Yeah, well, right now it's like raining, and I'm like sitting in my car, and I was writing, and I'm digging the vibe. It didn't get too crazy over here. The lightning was, so thank goodness it kind of passed us by, whatever it was. It didn't get too bad.
Okay. Man, it hit us like, man, I thought it was cinder blocks or something falling because it came so fast and hard. But wait a minute. Wait a minute. Because something went pop, and I think it was like my diva said earlier, I think a transformer got hit by the lightning because everything went black right after that pop. My son called me. He was like, Mom, is the lights out? Yeah. I can hear my neighbors talking about, yo, you're like, damn. You know, we always come out on the block to find out if it's everything, you know. So it pretty much hit a good majority of North Philly, because I talked to a couple of friends on way across town here in North Philly, mm-hmm. and they was like, yep, our lights went out too. I'm like, okay, so this was all over the place where it hit. It wasn't surprising if it hit mm-hmm. Philly altogether.
Jeez. Ooh, well, mm-hmm. I'm glad everybody, I hope everybody is okay.
Right. Yeah.
I heard it was a tornado warning, but so far I haven't heard anything. Well, you don't get any news right now other than the current news, which is, mm-hmm. you know, what's covering everybody's news feed right now.
Oh, you already know. You already know. Ducking and dodging them chairs, man.
I say, if we could turn our mean game into some sort of freaking economic system, we would be. The way the memes came so fast, crazy.
Yes, they did.
Yeah, it definitely was. That was on fire. You know what I mean? Like craziness.
It was. Yeah. At this point, I'm looking at it, though, like, I'm looking at it from a different place, but it's, like, it's really crazy. But, you know,
it was ugly.
Not even going to talk about it.
The whole situation was ugly. I mean, like.
It was.
It was dark.
But you know what? Some things got to change. Change is hard, but, yeah. What's the topic for tonight? I'm sorry I wouldn't take it into that mood, but I feel like I'm ready to have a conversation about it that's deeper than poking fun at it. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah. Spinning pins?
Yeah, spinning pins.
Right,
you know, how you keep a pen or pencil in your hand, twirling around, and just mm-hmm. till your things come to you and you ready to ink some mm-hmm. poetry? Yeah, moving your thoughts around.
Oh, okay.
And you start tapping that animal, pulling it between your fingers. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, Lord, that breeze feels so good. Oh.
I came through
my window. It'd be hitting me because it feels so good. You know, it's been so humid mm-hmm. and hot. Mm-hmm. You know, the humidity is the worst because you never get a break. You be sitting still and just be sweating for no reason.
Right.
Just sweat. You always feel gritty and nasty, you know.
Yeah, you feel
better not stop.
That's a good stinky.
Exactly. So what are we going to do, because I know you brought something great for our ears tonight. I'm going to get out the way. I'm going to adjust the spotlight. And whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
Okay. All right, this piece, you know, I'm going to just read it. All right. All the leaves ain't green as they seem. But it's the nature of the giraffe to test the extent of his strung-out neck so that he may savor the taste of the tenderest leaves. They need to leave some to grow old, to bear the balance of the branch, but the sweet saplings they'd risk their entire necks for. Covered in her sweet morning dew, youth is so fleeting. A single snowflake inspected in all its intricate geometrics from the palm of a warm hand. For a moment, wasn't it so good? The giraffe has evolved to reach deeper into the tree for tender leaves. It's a pattern tatted on their DNA. That's my fear. It's deeper than need, than heart's desire. The broken patterns are woven into folk. It's like asking a dog why he won't just walk upright, or a black man why he can't sit tight. It's deeper than skin, ways of survival portrayed in geometric patterns below the surface, below the dermis. See, war tactics are more minuscule than the schemes and plans of generals. 50% of arriving at the finish line is surviving. And how then do you thrive when you've been surviving for so long? Fear for your survival is in your bones now. These ways ain't by accident. and they won't wipe away with surfactant scrubbing at skin. No, but I've noticed the beauty of divine patterns is it's become woven into their overextended throats, and it goes right up to the length of their brilliant necks. That have been so long for so long, they don't even cover it. It's long and phallic and obscene, plucking all day at the tenderest leaves, comforted by the safety of the great unchanging patterns we believe are merely skin deep. And that's that piece.
Wow, you said it's like asking a dog, like, what did you say, asking a dog why he won't stand upright?
Yeah, why you won't walk, just walk upright. Yeah.
Yo, that was a dope piece.
Upright. And the, asking a black man why he's so uptight. What is it? I love the line.
Why he can't
I'm
just
to remember. Oh,
asking a dog
man.
Why he won't just walk upright, and asking a black man why he can't sit tight.
Damn,
I'm just.
Oh.
Yeah, that was definitely dope.
Absolutely. And you said you were sitting in the car just writing it in the rain just now?
Oh,
this
not
fresh ink?
No, not this.
Us?
No, no, no. Not this one. I'm working on another one. It's actually a love poem. And I'm not very good at love poems. So it's taking me a little bit of work because I'm very cynical.
Oh, okay. I understand that. Believe me.
I'm trying.
Life will do that too. Life will
do
that to you.
Yeah, so it's a challenge trying to write it, but I'm actually doing a show called The Love Jones and Schenectady this weekend. It's you know, doing black love sort of thing. So
just come from the heart. Just come from the heart. That's all. The heart, mind, and the soul.
See, that's the heart. People done turned my heart into a real, you know what I mean, a gangster. I can't think about my gangster no more. You know what I'm saying? Everybody want
to
hear gangster.
You don't have to give it up. You don't have to give it up because guess what? If your heart wasn't gangster before, okay, or if it's always been there, whatever is in your heart has always been there.
Yeah.
It's just, it's been stimulated. And you can always go back to that gentler side. It's still there. Don't push it to the side and give all the credit to the hardness and the sternness of what that part of it that you're letting show now. That softness is still there. You just gotta dig a little bit deeper. It's there.
Hoping the rain will soften my cynicism and I'll come up with something pretty. But I'm gonna try to show.
Oh, you got
That's
it.
All I'm gonna do.
You got it, girl.
You got it.
Let's rock it out. Dig deep within. You know what I mean? Let it come all flow natural.
Absolutely.
Think of memories of the past. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You're in the mood.
The past will give you a flash.
Okay. You're an amazing poet. So it's not going to be too much of a task. I get what you're saying, though, because that's not where you usually touch on, is that love thing.
Right.
You know, so I get what you're saying, because I don't normally do, like, conscious pieces. You know, I've got something to say about politics and current events and the way things are going, but that's not what I do. Mine is erotica and love. So I get what you're saying. Yeah. I get where you're coming from, but it's there, baby. It's there. Trust me, your pen got all kinds of stuff in it, okay? That you bleed ink, okay? So you just let it flow.
Just breathe on it, that's all.
There you go.
Yeah, lately I've been, like, trying to write, you know, like, write what I feel. And it's like, you know what I mean? Go deeper than just what you know, sometimes you write. It's hard to write for an audience and completely be honest, you know what I'm saying? So it's like,
I don't write for an audience.
Exactly. So what's been coming from that is like pieces where it's like, I want to think about that. I'm a little offended, but I also want to talk about it because I see it from your side now. Like a lot of that stuff is what I've been liking to, you know what I mean, been drawn to. So I'm having fun with it. But I want to send you something. I'll send y'all the other piece that I was thinking about reading, but it's as close as I got. Maybe y'all tell me what you think. But I'm not going to hold the mic up. Glad to hear you guys' voice, and I will be back. And, yeah, glad to be here. Thank you guys for listening.
All right, well, I'm going to let you head on over there to the Royale Lounge. Thank you for coming through. Go on in there, grab yourself a drink, sit back, put your feet up, and take your socks off. Baby.
One love, one mic.
That's what I'm talking about.
Oh,
yeah.
All right, I'm going to throw a song in the air, and we flip right back in.
All right, that's what's up.
Rock was in Ryan Leslie, you know.
Hey.
Fresh like the kiss up morning dew. That's how it felt that day we met and I first laid eyes on you. Yeah, it's like you walked right up on my fantasy. And then you left that day, girl, why did you abandon me? Maybe you'll see when you're.
And I wonder if you'll ever find out how it was supposed to be. If you'll ever find out how it was supposed to be, baby.
Yeah, now when I think back to the days you were mine, oh how I wish I could flip a switch to turn back the hands of time. Oh baby, you were the one that made me real. Now that you're gone, tell me, what in the world am I supposed to feel? Without you here
and
with me,
if you'll ever find out how it was supposed to be, baby.
Said I wonder,
and I wonder if you'll ever find out how it was supposed to be, baby.
Listen, something tells me I've been wrong. Of the love I've that you should have given. Never thought you'd leave me on my own, but I see that it's over.
And I hope one day you'll
find. And I wonder
if you'll ever find out how it was supposed to be, baby.
Will we ever find?
And I wonder if you'll ever find out how it was supposed to be. If you'll ever find out how it was supposed to be, baby.
Can I wonder?
Can I wonder if you'll ever find out how it was supposed to be, baby?
Yeah.
Network.
Yeah, you know his beef be knocking on that. You know what I'm saying? Like,
absolutely.
He's definitely that dude.
Yes. All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to King and Queen's Quarters. You are listening to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network, and the dial-in number is 319-527-6303. 1-800-273-0300, and please, by all means, press that 1. All right, King, let's get it back up in here and start opening up these mics again. We got our next caller coming in.
469.
We got area code 469. Welcome to King and Queen's Quarters. Who do we have on the mic?
Good evening. This is MD Live.
MD Live, what's up? Welcome back again.
How y'all
doing tonight?
All right. I'm doing pretty good. Just sitting out on the porch tonight since
it's a good night. That was what part of the world you in? I want to know, is it storming? Did you get hit with a storm?
The only storm I got hit with was Miss Gina's storm.
Oh, okay. Well, tonight we're talking about...
We need a storm as hot as it is.
Yeah, well, it stormed. It came through. We got like a mini hurricane came through here, and I'm over here in Philly on the north side, and it hit hard. It hit so hard, it hit a transformer and knocked out the whole neighborhood.
Oh, wow. I'm up here in Dallas. We need a storm.
Oh, okay. I'm in South Jersey. We got the thunder and lightning right now with the heavy downpour.
And all we got is the heat.
Oh, man. And you know what? It cooled us off. Hey, King, did they cool y'all? Is y'all getting cooler over there in San Jersey?
I don't know what it is. I got my air on, so I'm chilling.
Okay. All right. Well, MD Live, it's always a treat to hear from you. I'm glad to, you're starting to spoil us now because we're starting to hear from you more and more again. I hope you don't disappear on us again.
I ain't gonna disappear this time.
That's what's up. All right, so. King always explains this topic better than I do, so I'm gonna give it to him to talk to you about.
Yeah, man, the spinning pens, you know what I'm saying, moving your thoughts around to ink your poetry. You know, where does it take you at when it stops?
My poetry is all over the place, man. Sometimes it's very emotional, sometimes it's very deep, sometimes it's just downright crazy. There's no specific stop to my pen, man.
I hear that. I don't think anybody, like my piece from earlier, so I never put my pen down. I never do. I pause. That's all that is. It's a pause.
I tell everybody, I've been writing poetry since I was 6 years old, and I still have the very first poem I ever wrote. But I stopped for a number of years because something bad happened that, I stopped writing when I was, 13, 14, because I had wrote for an oratorical contest at my brother's school, and I wrote everybody's poem in his class. My brother came in second place, which was crazy to me because I gave him the best one. But his teacher, me not knowing any better, his teacher asked if I wanted my poems published. So I said, yeah, that would be a nice thing to do, Turns out he published them under his name. So I stopped writing after that.
Oh, wow.
Oh, okay.
My son is what got me back to writing. Because he's like, Dad,
okay.
I want to write just like you. I want to write poems. I want to write stories just like you.
So that's peace.
He was 8 years old at the time, so I picked my pen back up that night and started writing. Yeah. I say my son surpassed me in a long shot. Like, his stuff, he outranks me when it comes to writing, because I've written some stuff in, what, 7-8 years. He comes back and he writes the exact same thing that I wrote, which he had never saw. Only he wrote it in reverse. I'm like, bro, for you to write this, it's like, yeah, you my son, even though we ain't biological, you my son.
That's awesome. That is so awesome.
Yeah, definitely, man.
I've had people come to my house and offer me $3,000 or $4,000 for those two pieces. Because they're like, there's no way two people that are not related couldn't write the same. So we proved y'all wrong.
I know that's right.
Yeah.
And I'm glad that's you did. Fact.
You absolutely teach, you learn.
There you go. There you go.
Yeah.
We can learn from them too. You know, I remain a student of everything. But that's beautiful.
And
I'm glad you
and every day.
I know that's right. I know that's right. Well, yeah. MZ Live, we know
yes,
you want something for our ears to be. I don't even know what to say right now, but I know you brought something amazing for us to listen to. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to move on out of the way and put the spotlight on you. And whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
All right.
The mic is yours, baby.
All right. Well, this is an emotional piece. It's not only part of my childhood, but a while back, kids used to come to my house during the summertime, and instead of going and jumping in the swimming pool and thing, we would actually have school. My kid's mom would teach them school stuff. And I met this one kid, and he was telling me about how his mom was on drugs and she died, which reflected me back on my childhood and actually seeing my mom shoot up. And I read this piece to my mom a couple of years ago. And this was her first time knowing that I saw her shoot up. And this piece is called Deadly Addiction. For the first time in my 13 years of life, I saw my mom sleeping peacefully. She had an addiction that kept her awake at night. Sometimes I pretend to be asleep and just lay there as still as I could be. I watch her tie a rope around her arms and stick a needle in when her pain showed. I never knew she had an addiction to drugs, just thought she was sick and had to use the needle daily to function and keep up with us kids. One day I saw her get mad when she didn't get her fix, and she took it out on my little sis. She never hit her, just yelled and screamed a lot. I don't know what it is or what it was, but I know it was some powerful stuff. After she used it, she fell down, almost in kind of a awakened sleep. One night after she shot up, she noticed I was still awake. It tore her apart for me to see her doing that stuff, and she made a promise to stop. For the first time in my 13 years of life, I saw my mom sleeping peacefully in her casket. Her addiction killed her that night. She saw me watching her shoot up in peace.
Wow. Whoa.
Oh, that was experience, man. That was like from the heart.
Sheesh.
Wow. I'm so, yeah, so sorry.
Yeah.
Oh, it was, goodness. It was, you know, I was born blind, completely blind. And at the age of 7, I got my eyesight. And the doctors did what they had to do, and I got my eyesight. And so I sleep with my eyes open. Still to this day, I sleep with my eyes open. So no one ever knew if I was asleep or if I was awake.
Oh.
But this particular night, I was awake.
And wow.
I just happened to make a move, and she realized I wasn't asleep. But after that, she had already shot up. Fortunately, my mom didn't die, but my uncle did die the next day.
The drug was ugly.
My uncle died on Christmas on my grandmother's couch, laying on my mom's lap. And she never shot up again. She never did any other drugs after that day. She went back to school and became an RN.
Oh.
That was awakening for her to see me, actually see her do it, and then my uncle died the next day.
Oh, man. That's crazy. I
don't hear that, man.
Wow. It's amazing what we endure throughout our lifetime. And, you know, it's, I always said that poets and creatives, we suffer the most. And that's what brings out that creative side in us when we finally are ready to open to the world, you know. Everybody has a story to tell, but it's just that we can give more in-depth look into what we've gone through. And we have all suffered some kind of heartbreak. Wow. That piece, it got to
everybody. Play. Everybody I tell that story to, they're like, wait a minute, back up. You say you've been writing since you were 6, but you didn't get your eyesight till you were 7? How do you, and I pull out the piece of paper and show them, and they're like, did you use your finger at some point to hold a pen on the line? I'm like, yep, that's exactly what I did. That's the way I was taught to write, using my finger as a guide.
There you go. You know, some people.
And sometimes I catch myself still doing it.
Okay, well, that's forcing habit. That's what that is. Ain't nothing wrong with it. There's nothing wrong with it because, in the event something happens where you can't, and that's all you have, that's all you can work with. At least you have that experience of doing that. You can fall back on that. And that's a good thing. You know, people, when you tell them that story about how you were writing when you started out writing before you got your eyesight, they see that as an impossibility. Like, how do you do that? But it's not impossible. There's always a way of doing things. Like they say, where there's a will, there's a way. Okay?
Yeah.
So I think that's the beautiful part of your story coming out. So sorry that you had to contend with what you did coming up and seeing, you know, the drugs destroy people in your life. I've been there. I understand. It destroyed quite a few people in my family, so I get it.
And I tell everybody, you know, growing up the way I did,
mm-hmm.
It taught me how to be who I am.
I know that's right. All right, Mr. MD Live. Wow. I want to thank you for coming through. and giving us that heartfelt peace and another part of you, you opened us up to. So thank you very much for that as well. And what I'm gonna do, I'm gonna escort you on over there to the Royale Lounge. You sit back, you know, put your feet up and take your socks off, baby, baby. Yeah. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Wow. All right, King, it is going on. It's getting closer to that half hour on the hour mark, and it's time to pay some more bills. So I will be right back after this.
All right.
Welcome back once again to King and Queen Quarters. I'm your co-host, and I'm riding shotgun with King Atterbury. King, let's open up this next microphone to area code 901. Who do we have on the mic?
Hello, my name is Martell. Can you hear me?
Hey, what's
crystal
up,
Martell? Clear. Welcome to King and Queen Quarters.
Oh, I haven't been here in a while.
Well, it's all good.
Yeah.
You know, oh, my gosh. It was meant for me to be here tonight. It really was. That share before, I thought I accidentally picked one. But that's God's grace right there, because he really told my story. And what I was going to share needed to come after what he said, because we do recover. We do. Yes, Lord, we do.
Absolutely.
Yes, so I'm so grateful. I love God's word. Oh, my gosh. but, yeah, I'm just grateful that I was able to get on here.
That's what's up.
Well, it's always an open mic waiting here for you, so don't even worry about that. When you come through, you're going to get through. Let us know you want to be through. Put that hand up and we got you, baby. You know, it's all right.
No doubt.
No problem. Absolutely.
We'll be
absolutely.
All right.
Yeah. So, King, I'm going to toss it back to you to let them know what's going on, what we're talking about tonight.
Yeah, we're speaking about spinning pens. How do you move that pen when it stops spinning? Moving your thoughts around to ink that good old fashioned poetry. You know what I mean? Where you at with it?
With the pen is like my lifeline. It's like a lifeline for me. That's how I express myself. Started out therapeutically. You know, had a lot of pain and trauma, and I needed to free myself. And what better way to free it to the universe than, you know, putting it out there. So that's just what I was doing. And people just kept encouraging me and said, get it out, get it out. It's beautiful. I'm like, my pain is not beautiful. But then I see it is beautiful. Pain, it can be beautiful. It can be ugly, but then it also can be beautiful. So I'm in recovery. 994 days through the grace of God. And I've been struggling, you know, for a long time. So my poetry is about me giving thanks and being grateful that I was spared and chosen, you know, to have a better life. So I'm always inspired you know, just by pain today, but by love. I'm learning to love, to care. You know, I see life differently. It's like a brand new world.
Absolutely.
That's what's
Absolutely.
Up.
Absolutely. All right, well, I'm wishing you luck in your endeavors, and what I'm going to do right now, I'm going to move out of the way. I'm going to adjust the spotlight on you, and whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
Yeah.
Okay. Again, my name is Martell, and I'm recovering. I'm recovering from a hopeless old lifestyle, and I was spared. And this poem is just gratitude, and it's called Ink Stains and Tears of Surrender, and it was a freestyle, and I cleaned it up a little bit. And it says, poetry saved my soul as my pen helped to unlock my big fears. My pen had tears for years of staining stigma, leaving me battered like pancakes and fried like fish in oil, a hot slap. Wrote about all my woes of former and present foes, joined pity parties with me as the guest star and I the gracious host, relentless in suffering with pain as my new best friend, until my numb was no longer numb. At the jumping off point, replays and recitals of why, when, and how became my new rituals and dedicated to dying, wishing for the end. Mirrors were my new razor blades, which cut often because pain allowed me to feel, while that hole in my spirit got even bigger, so big that only the Most High could suffice and feel. Borderline insanity was normal with extreme highs and lows of false endurance for my many hope marathons. Then it was back to the trauma ICU needed resuscitation on life support again. Running into walls made of brick and stone, then wondering why a solution keeps eluding me. So now I'm angry, screaming out, why God, why me? Until one day a little voice at one time encouraged to kill, became compassionate and wanted to live. Scary it did sound for a fragile hope, this creature was birthed from confusion, misguided and delusional. My first great purpose was to master all, a conquest of many, a former victim who tired from playing victim, and then the game began, victimizing for thrills. No more hopeless lamb. Vengeance was mine. There's hell to pay. I'll be damned. A burn so bright, blinding to all who could see. But underneath, a scared, traumatized girl in prison praying to break free. All the masks fell to the wayside, and her eyes were cleansed by her repetitious tears, enlightened with new hope. Now she was able to face her fears. Faith was growing within, so pain could no longer be her best friend. There could be no more, why God, why me? For my two choices were be an example or lead by example, receive serenity. So what is my choice to be? Do you want to die or do you want to live? Pain, who had promised to make me its familiar friend, making me untouchable to sufferings and able to bear all extremes. Lies, all lies. Pretty lies that nearly drove me closer to insanity with no harmony in sight. I was left battered like pancakes and fried fish and oil, hot splatter, praying for sweet surrender, exhausted, draining, broken, beat badly by pain. After the offering of a broken knee, God had given me enough strength to hold my head up, promised me healing, and not to just believe in him, but also trust.
Whoa.
Wow. Go ahead, King. You first.
That was lovely, Martell. Just deep. Deep and lovely. You know what I mean? Appreciate you coming through and bringing us that peace, you know?
It was my honor.
Wow. Wow. I got to say, you know what? As a person that lived a destructive lifestyle at one time because I came from a toxic background, it takes a certain strength that you must muster up inside of you in order to go in that different direction, in the right direction. Give up that dangerous lifestyle that you live in. I commend you on your strength and pulling yourself through. And it's okay. You can release, baby. You let them tears flow and get that out of your system, because that ain't nothing but God's hands on you, capturing that. He's grabbing them tears for you. He's wiping them away for you. So it's all right. I want to let you know that, okay? Don't you ever feel like you can't let that out and you can't cry, okay? That's why God gave us tear ducts. That piece was amazing. The transparency from it, the honesty within it, that you exude a strength when you can do that and you can let people into your world like that. So I commend you. And I thank you for coming through and sharing that with us and sharing you with us. And always come back. It's always an open mic waiting here for you. We got a show 7 days a week, 7 nights a week over here at Tiffany. Okay?
Tiffany.
Okay.
We here.
Absolutely. Somebody's always here. Right. I love that
track. Right.
And I love coming through and sharing that with us. So I'm going to King escort you over there to the Royale Lounge.
All right, girl, you ready? We're going to skip the loop.
Put your feet up.
We're now entering the Royale Lounge.
One mic, one love.
One love.
One mic, one love, one mic.
Well, I'm backwards.
Wow. You know, it takes so much strength to tell your truth. But when you do that, that's when you find how strong you truly are. When you can testify to something that you have been through and you are working through and you are growing through, man, can't nobody stop you. I'm trying to tell you they can't use it against you. They can't make you feel no kind of way about it because it's your truth. And I commend people for when they can find the strength to do that. Oh, man.
Yeah.
That's the top.
Absolutely. That's beauty right there.
Yes, indeedy. Yes, indeedy. All right, let's open up this next microphone. We got our Canadian connection coming through. And she is also a part of my guest panel of Divas on Divas Talk on Wednesday night. We got ourselves late.
Yeah.
Hey, how you doing tonight?
Hello.
Welcome to King and Queen's Quarter.
Hello.
Thank you. Nice to be here. What a great show. My goodness, the lady before just finished speaking, I was brokenhearted for her, but also, you know, her sorrow, her experience has given me a drop of hope for my daughter. And so whoever you are out there, I thank you. And I'm not the only one, I'm sure, that is living that with one of their loved ones. And you are the picture of hope for all of us. So I thank you deeply.
Absolutely, absolutely. That poet's name was Marcel. And,
Marcel?
It has been a long time.
No.
Marcel, yes.
Martel.
Oh, Martel, okay. Okay, well, thank you, Martel. I just was truly moved by your piece. There's purpose in everything, isn't
there? Absolutely. Absolutely. So, Ken, you want to let Lady A know what's going on tonight?
Lady A, when you're contemplating your thoughts and you got that pen in your hand or pencil twirling it back and forth, that's spinning pens or pencil, how you moving your thoughts around the ink, your poetry?
Well, when I get stuck like that, I don't stress over it. I don't pick up my pen.
No. Lady A, we don't use the word stuck because nobody get writer's block or nothing like that. You're just contemplating your thoughts.
Well,
you know,
if I'm spinning my wheels.
Yeah, everybody's wheels are spinning. Right.
I don't usually write when I feel like that. I just wait until I feel inspired, which is, you know, often. It's not on a daily level, but I write quite often, and I feel that to push it or feel stressed over it is, it doesn't ring true to my thoughts. I have to wait till the feeling attaches to the words, you know?
Yeah.
That's what's up.
Okay. Huh. Right then. Well, thank you for that, Vaughn.
Right.
So, what did you bring for us to listen to tonight? Because you never disappoint.
I just finished, actually, a piece just now. I've been working on it for a couple of days, and so I thought I'd share it with you tonight. It's called Sutured Heart.
The mic
remembering, is yours. Thank you. Remembering emptiness, feeling insecure, floundering, distressed, outcast like a plague upon the land, misunderstood and no one takes my hand. Survival of the fittest, strong for one so young, yet filled with unrest. Imagined being loved, a tender hand upon my cheek. My future is bleak. Target for mother, jealous of her child, dad's favorite, if only for a while. Aware things were amiss, resolved to break the chains, begins her campaign. War against abuse, the only one of four, mistreated and misused. Destroyed my self-esteem, enraged upon me daily, ended in slaps and screams. Unable to play with sister's friends, I stole them, she contends. My imagination conjured dreams of pretty things to help my heart mend. Gibran fell silent in her ears. Failed attempts brought eternal tears, waxing philosophical. You alone are enough. You have nothing to prove to anyone, says Maya Angelou. Journeyed into tomorrow, a pilgrimage for sure. Foreseeing the future, intuition strikes a chord. Champion of the underdog speaks truth, but no one hears. Ostracized, criticized, rejected for her views. It became fodder for her muse. Patchwork quilt of pain, patterns red, blue, and green. Stand up! Stand up and never give in. Break the chains of grief. Silence the voices who said you can't. She did. She proved them wrong. Pain still exists, she writes and paints. It soothes an aching soul. End poem.
Whoa.
Wow.
That's what's up. Lady A, always showing up. That's what's up.
Thanks.
Wow. I love that piece a lot.
I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
No, you're welcome.
Yes, you all, like I said, you never disappoint. I noticed that your pieces are very heartfelt because not only are they about things that you have struggled with and are going through in your life, but you come through exposing your heart to us.
Yeah.
And it's a beautiful thing. They can sound a little melancholy, but they're still beautiful. Now, that
yes.
We already know that you could do some other things, too. But, you don't want to get anyone get into it. But, you know, your specialty that you give us is the heartfelt pieces from what you are actually dealing with and what you've gone through, and it's always welcome. And I appreciate it. So thank you for that.
Yeah,
thank you very much.
You've been on your game,
Lady A. Pardon me?
So you've been on top of your game lately. I've been peeping that.
Thanks. Right. I think I was a long time ago right about what you know, and I think you can't drown in that sorrow, even though you're feeling it, even though you're living it. You can't drown in it. You have to reach up for something brighter, and even if you're just telling yourself that and trying to believe it yourself, you still have to say and do those things to keep your feet on the ground.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Now, Lady A, before I escort you over here to the Royale Lounge, you want to tell everybody what you got going on?
Well, I have my own self going on just on Facebook, Andrea Wheaton, and I am happy to say that I'm part of Wednesday evenings at Epiphany Radio with our illustrious hostess, La Perla Negra. And I have been included in the I don't know what my title would be. It would just be a contributor to the evening, I guess. And I very much appreciate it. And it's very exciting. Thank you. And that's where you'll find me on Wednesday nights at 10 o'clock Eastern time. Yeah. Or 9 o'clock Eastern time. Sorry, 10 o'clock my time.
So
9 o'clock Eastern on Epiphany Radio.
That's right.
All right. All right. All right, lady. Hey, come on. Let's go on. Skip over here to the Royale at Elms where you can grab yourself a drink. You can sit down, put your feet up, and take your socks off. Baby, baby.
Hey.
Baby.
Baby.
One love, one mic.
I love one.
One mic.
Thank you.
All right.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yo, guess who we got coming up next, King?
I know. I'm gonna break into a song first before we bring that next call in. You know
okay,
I mean? All
right.
Because you know that's Mr. Vibe right there.
Sugar's on your block. The planets letting flash in the corners of New York. The ghetto, the meadow, the Mr. Butterflew. The honey bugs dug and licked the honeydew. The sun, the kiss, the funk for a bit. The lips with the soul and some jazz for your hips. The puff, the buzz, the lids be heavy slick. The mecca get a rush when the beats be very thick. The hands, the feet, the brown baby treat. The femmes fumble loose and drink the doodle juice. The steps, the flams, the planets got damp. The people get a grip with the tape from a jam. A nickel bag of funk, a nickel bag of funk. A nickel bag of funk, a nickel bag of funk.
Uh-huh, a nickel bag of funk, a nickel bag of funk. The big, the fat, the cool, cool cat. The psychedelic soul puts the planets on the map. The chic, the love, the far out name. The lack of the funk's the main, why we came. The boogie gets done, the colors won't run. The funk hits the square, the kids gotta come. The pizza with the pop, the West Fourth stop. The crew after crew that do the grasshop. Is black, the new school is fat, the beats by the ounce, the funk by the pack, the groove is the fix, the jitterbug fix, the hanging off the butts with the fat soul kicks, that's my nickel bag of funk, my nickel bag of funk, a nickel bag of funk, a nickel bag of funk, I said a nickel bag of funk, a nickel bag of funk,
oh, a nickel bag of funk, a nickel bag of funk, the wide, the hip, dig it, it's the trip, the loops, the scene, and the funkifying it, the sounds, the pounds, the stacks, the flares, the baggy, baggy jeans, the naughty, naughty hair, the twinkle in the eye, the kisses living fly, the crew from the sky, the stuff that gets you high, the action, the work for the rhyme, we goes the whole nine. The papers won't rot, the vapors get got, the streets get the buzz, the funk up your block, the opium groove, the smacked out soul, the kicking it live, the fat gotta roll with my nickel bag of funk, my nickel bag of funk.
My nickel bag of funk.
It's a nickel bag of funk, a nick bag of funk.
A nickel bag of funk, a nickel bag of funk.
Nickel bag, a nickel bag. Ladybug will hit you with a nickel bag. A
nickel bag,
a nickel bag.
Butterfly hit you with a nickel bag.
A nickel bag,
a nickel bag. Doodlebug will hit you with a nickel bag.
A nickel bag,
a nickel bag. DB's always hit you with a nickel bag.
Right, all right, all right.
All
welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to King and Queen Quarter. That was dope. Is that Mythical Planet?
Hey, we on point.
All right, that's what's up. That's what's up. Yeah, you know I'm jamming. All right, let's open up this next microphone, too. the boss man himself, the CEO of Epiphany Radio. And
you, what's up, kings and queens, corners? What a deal.
Yo.
Hey.
What a deal.
Yes. Are you just him tonight, or are you for real the poet?
Oh, I'm just about him. Reveal the poet.
You just him.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. Forgot about that.
Yeah. I ain't forget about it.
Yeah, I forgot. Yeah, y'all got it going on in that. Y'all got it going on. I'm loving the vibe, y'all. Yeah, no, I'm loving the vibe. I'm loving it.
Yeah, thank you.
For real. That's it. Kang, you want to talk to Boss Man about what's going on?
Yeah, spinning pens. Twirling that pen around in your fingers so you're moving your thoughts around the ink, your poetry.
Yeah, that's what it's all about, man. Moving your thoughts about vibrating your pen on a higher level. You know what I'm saying? If it wasn't for my pen, man, I'd be nothing right now, man. Moving my pen and being blessed to move my pen gave me freedom, it was my form of medication, you know. It set me free.
That's right.
Moving my pen set me free. Shook me from between those bars that once held me. You know what I'm saying? It gave voice to my inner me, you know? Moving my pen is everything, man. It's everything. You know, seriously. It just set me free, man. That's all I can say.
I call it the bars behind the bars.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh. Oh, yeah. Thank you. Man, if it wasn't for real, I wouldn't have found my voice either. It would have just stayed on a piece of paper to be looked at, and that's that. Yeah.
Oh, that's deep. Well, thank you, Mr.
That's for real.
I know you had it in you. I knew you had it in you, even though you held out and held it from me for a long time. I didn't know you, you know, but once we reunited, you know, because we had been missing for a couple of years in between, and I just knew you had it in you, girl.
Only 5-minute walk apart.
Yeah, didn't know we lived around the corner from each other either. But, but you got it in you, and here we are now, you know.
That's right.
Absolutely. You did see it. I couldn't even fathom being where I'm at today, without being, you know, running back into you again, because it was just me writing down some stuff, you know, and I liked what I wrote, but I would have never actually thought of sharing it with the world, seriously. I didn't even think that I would be this comfortable, you know, on radio. And then hosting? Are you kidding me? I'd be in my corner all the time. I never would have thought, man. So, I owe you a lot. I really, really do. I appreciate you for it. You know I love you, man. You know I do.
Love you, too.
Thanks.
Love you, too.
And be in the building.
Yeah.
How are you, darling?
I'm fine.
That's what's up. That's what's up. Absolutely. So, what did you bring for us to listen to tonight? Because I know, we all know, for real, the poet brought something.
Mm-hmm.
And we already know our ears are going to be expanded, and we're going to hear something amazing. We already know what it's hitting for. So, you know what?
Okay.
I'm just move out of the way. I'm going to turn the spotlight on. Hold on. Let me fix the spotlight. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Now move out the way.
Ready? Yes. The mic is yours.
Thank you. She was hurt by the way that love had lied so many times, so she put an end to it. With the same arrows that Cupid once hit her with, she killed it with some Kill Bill shit, killing love. Kicked her high heels off and just sat there and watched love die. And the taste for it she allowed to wither. Now she's feeding me her bittersweet seeds of unkept promises broken, still stored in her iPhone. Screenshots of all her miseries cry out to me, leaving teardrop stains on the screen of my Samsung. You got me on a Bible watch. You're looking a lot like Lot's wife, love. You look back at the love that you lost and it almost turned you into a pillar of salt. But love, that ain't your fault, love. She sighed. Love, she said. She said that love tastes like unhappy, like an unhappy frown on a clown. Like a fucking toothache that won't go away. One you've had all day for all day. It tastes like disappointment, she said. She said, it tastes like a lover's secret rendezvous where you never appear. You're just left standing there like a motherless child crying heartfelt funeral tears, left alone with no one to tell a secret to. Love tastes like shit. She paused, and I could hear her sobbing through my headset. I could hear her sobbing through my headset. What came next was unexpected, see? Because right there is where I had to interrupt shit. And I placed the moistened lips of all my desires across her desperate knees and wants. And I whispered, You taste like a promise kept. Sweet. Succulent. Your kiss tastes like the truth to these lips. And God, I trust closed eyes, yet I see this much. The view you set, you're that mellow, you know that in between where the sun begins to part and the moon starts to set, that part. You give birth to visuals, vivid, velvety skies, blue sunsets, horizons, moonlight, lit candles. They are both envious of you. Your glow, beautiful. You're like every word that rhymes in this poem. And in every stanza, you give answers to questions no longer asked. You are reassurance. They didn't see it, though. They had no taste. It wasn't meant for them. To them, you were tasteless. Your needs, your wants. But I can see it. Always have. I can feel it in your cadence. You are that truth that people seek trust in, that what we most rely in. Honestly, honesty has become lost, a lost commodity, and love has become misused and unlikened by those of us who've been abused by it. I dig how you feel, though. It's lost its true definition. But you taste like accountability, the very tip of my tongue. Smooth like my favorite ice cream, and to my ears my favorite love song. I've been here all this time, and I do have regrets. I'm sorry that I never said anything, but I'm saying it now. I'm going to get this off my chest. I can only imagine that you taste like forever, like everything worth waiting for. And if tomorrow never comes, I am thankful still, for I have found just by being in the same circle with you all this time, what true love could possibly taste like. It tastes like you. It tastes just like you. Like what everyone's who've been looking for something real wishes love could taste like. You taste legit. Bullshit in your ingredients. Deceptive, deceptions, untruths, and lie-telling. You don't do that shit. If anything, you're more of a support system. And for so long, I've had this taste for you, wanting to taste you outside of this friendship we've been encased in. I had a taste, a curiosity of how things could be if we But we both always kept the full plate. There was always someone else there in the way. Funny, but things have changed. We're both single, and it seems that there's this table set for two. Doors are now open that I'm willing to walk through. How about you? How about you? I paused, and quiet filled the air, and I was afraid of rejection because of all that shit that I just said. And she whispered, promise kept, reassurance, accountability. The truth is I've always felt those same things about you. And I admit that I always felt a certain way about the chicks that were dating you. It wasn't them, though. It was me. Maybe all this time clearing her throat. Maybe all this time I wanted to taste you, too. Pause. Silence. Tripping, tripping. We both bust out in giggles, and I find myself staring at my phone, asking myself, did I just tell her that I wanted to taste her? What the fuck? Shit. But I do. I do. I want to taste her. Have the truth taste me, and I taste her. Taste all that trust. Make love to her. Honesty. Honestly. All those good qualities. Treat her how she needs to be. How she deserves to be. Taste it. But I don't want to use you to get rid of the taste of that old rotted fruit. Look, use me. Choose me. Get rid of the bad taste in your mouth. That bad relationship. She said love tastes like funeral tears. Like a motherless child, like an unhappy frown on a clown. Like a motherless child crying clown funeral tears. But I said, dear, not while I'm here. You taste like love and peace.
Wow.
Sound like a showstopper to me. That was funky. That's the only word I'm going to put on it. That was funky, yo. Yeah. Right?
Thank you.
We knew what we were going to get.
Oh, I knew we was gonna get something spectacular, but damn, she said it's like funeral tears, and you said it's like love. Wow, that's deep. Yeah, right there. Yo, damn, for real.
That was.
Man.
Yeah, thank you, thank you. That was a conversation between two people that were friends.
Okay.
She was going through heartache, and listening to her heartache, he mistakenly spilled the beans of how he really felt about her.
Oh. Okay.
He had to correct her.
Okay.
And that was that piece.
Wow. That was amazing. It really, really was. Every time I see your number, I'll be like, is he going to raise his hand? Because I'll be looking forward to hearing the piece, you know?
I know, right?
It's just a matter of,
yeah,
of timing. Is it the right time for you to raise your hand or not, you know? Because, man.
Yeah, it's been a minute. It's been a minute. My bad.
That's all right.
Yeah.
It's all right.
Wow, that's cool.
Sooner or later, you know, I'm going to pop up at your doorstep.
Yeah. Yeah, I know.
Getting on your nerves.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, you know, it's all good. I'm off this weekend.
Yeah. You off this weekend? I'm going to see what I can do. I'm going to see what I can do.
That's
what's up, though. Good. Yo, would you, did the lights go off over on that side?
No, ma'am.
No?
No, thank God, no. I don't play with the lights out. They always go out on your side of town. I remember when I lived around the corner.
Yeah, but you But I got a girlfriend that don't live too far from you, and she said they went out in her building. So I heard this pop, and then it just got dark. I was like, oh shit, here you go.
Oh, oh no, they still on.
Okay.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. No, ladies and gentlemen, before I let Pharrell go, I gotta give him some more promoting. Y'all have got to get in contact with Pharrell and get you some raw length. The beautiful, beautiful pieces of jewelry, man, that you get to adorn your body with. You got precious metals, precious gems, and beautiful, beautiful pieces of wood. I'm trying to tell you. Get on it. Get you some raw length. You're going to love it. I promise.
That's right.
Well, I'll be happy because you could be wrong.
I was rocking mugs on my birthday and all that. I was all energized and white.
I rock mine so much.
I know. I'm patient with it. But, yeah, y'all go out there and cop them jewels, bracelets, necklaces, them gems, them stones. Have you feeling light in another zone? You know what I mean? You there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He does it all, earrings, bracelets, rings, necklaces, anklets, toe rings, all that shit.
Yeah.
Right.
Swallowing my head right now.
I'll be trying to keep from stealing this shit when I go over here because it's so beautiful. But I know better because all I got to do is tell him, look, I want you to make you something. And he can make you anything. You can go ahead and make it himself, give you one of his beautiful designs, his originals, because they're all original. Okay? Or you can tell him what you want. And he got you.
That's right.
I promise you that.
Custom
length, y'all.
Custom fit.
That's right.
Precious gems, precious metals. Crystals.
Absolutely.
Did I leave up now? Even wood. Even the wood is precious that I use. You know?
Yeah.
And it has those healing qualities to them. You know, so, just check me out on Facebook under Raw Links. Be Raw at Facebook.com.
Hey.
Yeah.
Hey. Baby. All right, for real. We ain't going to hold you up no longer. Going to let you go ahead and get back to what you was doing, because we got more callers up in here.
Appreciate you.
That's what's up.
Appreciate you, boss, man.
I'll be right here listening in, y'all. Y'all keep it going. Keep that vibe vibrating higher.
Absolutely.
Baby.
One love, y'all.
Baby.
One love.
Like, one fight.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yo, I got nothing but love for that, man. I'm trying to tell you, yo, we've been friends forever. Oh, my goodness.
That's what's up.
Oh, my goodness. Yes.
We got a 571 area code.
Yeah, let's open up this microphone. A 571 area code. Who do we have on the mic?
Miss Automatic Charismatic, this is my new number.
Okay, welcome to King and Queen's Quarters. That's what's up. All right, let me scribble that down in my notebook, my logbook. That's what's up. How you doing tonight, Otto?
I'm doing fine to serve my big brother. You know, it's very interesting. Watch for real grow from another network into his own. For years, I've seen him grow. And, you know, like I said, you know, the very first poem that I ever heard him do was If I Could Live for Christ in Luther Vandross type way, made a Christian song out of Luther Vandross way back when. It was like, I think it was like three of us on the line. Me, him, and some pastor dude.
Okay.
No.
Sorry.
Yeah.
He said
I watch world coming to his own.
Okay. That's what's up.
Yeah.
That's a beautiful thing to say you were actually there. You know,
right.
I wish I had been there, but I was too busy hiding in the corner. And like you heard,
yes,
Pharrell, we didn't know we lived 5 minutes away from each other. Literally a 5 minute walk away from each other for years. Yeah, for years.
Back then, Pharrell used to give me encouraging words. One of the nicest guys. Mm-hmm. One of the most. But when I talked to Pharrell, like before we would get on the call, he was one of the most pleasant. That's why I call him my brother, because he was just mm-hmm. somebody I could just talk to. He had open air, you know what I mean? And he was just his words for God and all that. I mean, you could feel the power and his love, and he was just inspirational. The first time before he became Epiphany, I knew was something special about him.
Oh yeah, it's always been something special about him, and he's always been an entertainer. Always, okay.
Yeah.
I'm trying to tell you, always. It's a beautiful.
Yeah, I'm happy for him. I'm always happy for him that he's doing this thing. I'm happy for him.
Absolutely. So I'm gonna leave it up to King once again to let you know what's going on here.
Nice. Hey man, you know how you moving your thoughts around and ink your poetry when your pen is spinning around in your hand and you're trying to understand what you're about to do or how you're about to do, you know?
Well, my pen is like revolutionary. You know, I put my format. It's like you know, try to educate people with my pen. I've been revolutionary for since the ancestors, learning about the ancestors, and like I always say that, you know, for me, I feel like you have to know the lie so you can embrace the truth. So whatever they taught you hindered you in school, you have to know that so you can know the truth. You got to know both sides. Everything has a negative and positive. That's life. Uh-huh. So my pen just expresses life. Life in a revolutionary way.
All right. That's what's up.
That's what's up. So what did you bring for us to listen to tonight? Are we going to get a freestyle, or are we getting something that's written down?
Yes, you would get a freestyle. Yes.
All right.
This poem is called Now Follow My – this freestyle is called Now Follow My Words.
The mic is yours.
If you can figure out what I'm thinking, what I'm bringing, the challenging times in you – have tried to put yourself in. You send a note to send something like a friend request, so cash apping your mindset to what you want to bring and brought down to my attention. Now listen, for whatever you can vision will ever be stopped, because I'm heading down to the top. I see the games that you try to play, and I got everything right. Words that I say, and I follow my words. If you can follow it, follow it so deep. See, my words is not weak. Words is very unique. See, I see everything that you have tried to bring me down the mountain. I see what you're trying to do. Yes, I owe. But I'm not slow. Matter of fact, I'm still running the show. I'll give you what's yours. But when you come like with the harassing taste, I close the doors. Now you can feel the powerful of metaphors. I come here with peace unless you want wars. See, when my dominating performance, my words is like powerful and I have to be responsible. What I'm showing and what I'm growing, but you want to take it there. harassing and saying that I owe you this and that. If you ever want my face to even fall flat, I have the catch. See, I am not weak and not be overmatched. See what you're doing. But you'll get yours. I'll make sure of it. I am a man who is honorable. I'm a man who will keep my word. You see, follow my words. Follow my destiny. Follow with the melody. Follow that nothing will be left helplessly. If you can feel the words is not vulnerable, but more powerful. See, what I'm trying to bring is more honorable. I never lied. I never said that you were denied of anything that I will present to you, Cash App. Is that what you bring? But when you bring it to something so different, when you make it so personal, now you capture my attention. Now I need you to go ahead and vision. If you think you're going to go ahead and disrespect, nah, man, I've been building this type of lifestyle of an architect, and I ain't never been scared. I'm always prepared. What you're trying to do, you going outside the lines. Now follow my words. It's like the words of dignity, and you will be like going like a remedy. I'm not here to make no threats. But I'm here to let you know that you're making many regrets. You want to send messages to people that I know. Now you want to go ahead and there, here, below. I told you I'm running this show. Get yours. Man, I've been driving. Driving a truck, not making a sense. Not making the money. Oh, life has changed. And when you're broken, then you can become provoked. You send the message to me and made the message so clear, I'd be like everywhere. You see, when you thought that I was soft, you don't know because my life is not false. Just like you make a phone call, I can make a phone call. Not follow my words. Follow my words like you could follow that phone number. Follow my words like I got people too. Follow my words that don't care who's in your crew. Follow my words, dominating. See, I don't make promises. Or do I? Or is it a promise or being dishonest? Not trying to say that you can't get yours. But there's a way to do things. You see, you can follow my words. Or you can follow the ambulance. Because you go send a message to mine, and you want to bring mine into what between you and I. Man, you must want to be on the stretch, because following my words is no pleasure. See, this ain't back and forth. This is like the main course. You go after mine. You draw the line. Now follow my words. You'll get yours. Promise you. Making this cash very fast and they'll last. And you'll get yours. Never postpone. But when you get yours, you leave mine and me the hell alone. Follow my words or follow your life down the damn hill. This is Automatic Charismatic, the lyrical engine. 10 years in, I'm all in. Vibrant and drive.
Yo, right. You said don't that's come for mine. Yeah, you said don't come for mine.
Indeed, indeed, bro. That was fly, man. Throw it out.
Yeah. Oh, man. Oh, that was a wow. I ain't heard you do a piece like that in a long time, but that's what's up. Man, thank you for coming through with that.
Well,
you know, it's just like Pharrell said that it's like medicine. It's like getting your skin off your chest. You got poetry is so great. so great because you can still be articulate and still be great, even if it's a disturbance and you want to put it in a poem, and you articulate greatness. What I try to do, wherever the subject is, I try to fit in, because you never want to be narrowed down to you are a particular type of poet, and that's it. Now, people have poetry that they're more, you know, famous for. You know, some people are more revolution, some people are more love poems, but you always got to be in that place where wherever poem that's needed, can you put it down? And that is being an artist.
Absolutely. Right. I agree with you. But we got to cut this short, Otto, because we're in overtime, and I still got another caller coming up in here.
Okay. Much love to you both of y'all.
All right, no doubt. Yeah. Have a great one, man. Word up. Thank you for coming, too.
One love, one mic.
One love, one
mic. Love, one mic.
All right.
There's no more callers, so I want to say, man, this was a hell of a show.
Yeah, it definitely was.
I always appreciate you letting me ride shotgun with you.
Yeah, I appreciate you, too. Hey, I appreciate you. And, you know, that's why I say the Divas, you know what I'm saying? Like, you and Diva, y'all always show up, and y'all right there for a brother. So I appreciate that. I share the throne.
Absolutely.
Well, yeah. You want to take us out with a song?
I think I can do that. All right. So let me find something for you real quick here. My screen will act right. But I can do it with this. And I'm going to say peace, love, and light.
All right, that's what's up.
They say this is a big rich town. I just come from the poet's part. Bright light, city life, I gotta make it. This is where it goes down. I just happen to come up hard.
I never took a straight path nowhere. Life's full of twists and turns, bumps and bruises. I live, I learn. I'm from that city full of yellow gas and skyscrapers. It's hard to get a start in these parts without paper. Homie, I grew up in hell, a block away from heaven. That corner ain't 15 minutes to move a 7. Pure snow, bag it, then watch it go. Occupational options, get some blow or some hoes. Shoot the ball or the strap, learn the rap or the jack. Fuck it, man, in the meantime, go ahead and pump a pack. This my Regal Royal flow, my James Bond bounce. That 007, that 62 on my count. I'm an undercover liar, I lie under the covers. Look a bitch in the eyes and tell her, baby, I love it. You're my inspiration, you're my motivation. You're the reason that I'm moving with no hesitation.
This is a big rich town, yeah. I just come from the poet's part. Bright lights, city lights, I gotta make it. This is where it goes down.
Oh,
yeah. I just happen to come up hard. Ooh. Legal or illegal, baby, I gotta make it.
I gotta hustle through the hustle and bustle, I make a move. Maneuver around the rats and wolves, I'm from the school. A hard knock, shots pop, bodies drop. Graveyard, pick a plot, cause niggas want your spot. I'm tryna stack shit, then I go legit. Hollow tip, stuff them in the clip, kick niggas trip. My cocaine endeavors, give me corporate ties. I'm supposed to lose, watch me win against the odds. All I got is my word balls and my instinct. I'm trying to make it, we already made it, my friends think. We already on top, I got a bigger plan. No more controlled substances or hand to hand. White collar visions, game changing mission. Big risk, big wins, equal bigger living. Perfect position, watch me transition. From caterpillar to butterfly in the sky.
Rich town, yeah.